Greetings to each one in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I love to greet you in that name. It's that name that has brought true joy to my life. It's that name that has given me hope. There was a time when I walked in darkness. I walked in despair. But that name has given me hope. This week I've been sharing on Philippians 4:8. First of all, I'd like to introduce myself. My name is Levi Stalsus. We live in the Gap area of Pennsylvania. And I chose Philippians 4:8 as my theme for this week to just pick out briefly on on each one of these. I'll read it to you. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true. We touched on truth, how God's word is true. Whatsoever things are honest, we've touched about how an honest man is an honorable person. Whatsoever things are just, God is just. He's a just God, and what he says he will do, he will do. Whatsoever things are pure, we've spoken about just having a pure heart, about doing business in a pure way, being honest, and if you have a pure heart, you're not trying to take other people across. You say what is truth. And today we want to look at whatsoever things are lovely. But I'll keep reading. Whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. I'd like to look at whatsoever things are lovely. In 1 John, it talks about 1 John 4:8. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. It says God is love. That's actually what God is. God is love. And I do believe that. You know, many people I've shared already at a homeless shelter. And some of the men ask me, well, why does God allow innocent people to die? But, you know, God is love. It is God's desire that every person would be redeemed by his son, Jesus Christ, and spend eternity with him in heaven. He has such a loving plan for us. If we look at it from that perspective, how much greater love? What? Explain to me any type of love that is greater than having a true desire that every human being would spend eternity in heaven, the place of where everything will be perfect. The only perfect place is heaven. Everywhere else you go, there is diseases, there is me, for instance, I like the ocean. I like the water. I like the deep blue waters of the ocean. I enjoy fishing out in the ocean. You can, if you catch a fish, you can look down and see it way down below the boat. But you know, the storms can come and boats can capsize. People can die. It's not a perfect place to be. But God is love. And here in Philippians, it speaks about whatsoever things are lovely. You've probably already heard someone say, oh, it's such a lovely day. It's a definition of saying it is good, it is it's acceptable, it's pleasing. That's what lovely means. It's one of the definitions of lovely is something that's acceptable. It is pleasing. It is just right. But on this earth, there's many ways that we can express love. And there's also, when Paul here, he's saying, whatsoever things are lovely. You know, if you in your church in your church life have something, have ill feelings in your heart against your brother, that is not lovely. It is filth. It is evil. It is sin. It's wicked. But he wants us to have lovely feelings towards each other. No, it's not that he wants us to treat. How should I say? We have standards. We cannot just go and greet each person like we love them, like we do our wife. But in our heart, he wants us to have good feelings towards that person. He does not want us to have ill feelings towards someone. He wants us to have feelings of love, feelings of, we want, the scripture says, love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, mind, soul, and strength, and love thy neighbor as thyself. How can we wish ill feelings on our neighbor if we love him like we love us? It doesn't happen. God wants us to love each person the way we love ourselves. And if we would take that serious of loving our neighbors as ourselves, this world would be a changed place. Because we would not want ill things to happen to someone. If it would, let's say everything we wish on someone else would happen to us, we change our heart posture pretty quick, because we would not want these ill things to happen to someone. We wouldn't want them to happen to us, so we wouldn't want them to happen to other people. So it is just this Philippians 4:8 is a beautiful verse that you can look at, and you can put things to a test by using this. Like one brother said, use the Philippians 4:8 test. If your children come to you and ask about a situation, the Philippians 4:8 is a good filter to run it through. It's a good verse to look at and say, well, is it just? Is it lovely? Is it honest? I mean, this verse is loaded. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report. So, Lord bless you today, and may the Lord guide and direct you in Jesus' name.